Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt, slashing your taxes, and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, who met his wife while training for the 400 meters in Seattle and is eating gluten-free whilst lusting after bread, Dave Denniston.
This is Dave Denniston with the Capital Advisory Group, and welcome to the latest Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. Well, here in this month, we're focusing on tax reduction and elimination strategies. And so I thought today would give you three different keys and strategies to help lower your taxes, whether now or in the future. The first of these keys is...
These keys is something that a lot of physicians deal with. They might own not one home, but two. What a lot of people may not be aware of is when you sell a home that you've lived in two out of the last 5 years, that $500,000 of equity if you are married, or $250,000 of equity if you're single, is tax-free. So for example, let's say you bought your home 20 years ago for $200,000, and today it's worth $500,000. Well, that $300,000 of equity is tax-free. As a matter of fact, the house could be worth all the way up to $700,000 and still be tax-free if you are married. And just cut that in half if you're single. So the other thing that people miss is if they have a second home, if you've lived there two out of the last 5 years, so let's say you have a cabin, you don't go there very often. The kids aren't coming there anymore, and it's more just something you and your spouse do every so often, and you're getting tired of maintaining the place now. Well, what you can do is end up moving there for more than 6 months out of the year. So let's say you're there 6 or 7 months, 6 months and a day for the year, because you don't want to be there in the winter months because it gets too cold. Well, if you do that, you change your filing address with the IRS. You change your utility bills to go to that place. So you do all these things to show that it is your primary residence. Well, now you can have that be your two out of your last 5 years. And you can end up selling the place and gaining a lot of equity out. Now, another awesome strategy that a lot of physicians miss is what happens with inheritance is a step up in basis. So you want to make sure that when you have these positions that maybe someone's held on to for 15, 20, 25, 30 years, and at their death, you get a new basis, which means, let's say it was bought for, you bought 100 shares of Microsoft 20 years ago, and that those shares moved from worth $1,000 to now being $100,000, well, you get a step up in basis to what it is today at someone's death. So with appreciated positions, there's some really cool stuff you can do. And also means you want to be careful about selling those positions. So check that out. Make sure to be aware of whether or not you have, or your parents have, or inheritance money might get a step up in basis, and make sure that the records reflect the right step up in basis. Otherwise, you could get a big tax bill when you don't need to have one. Now, our third hint for today has to do with retirement plans. So often, most physicians, they have a 401k, a 403b, whether they're for-profit or non-profit. Well, what happens in a lot of hospitals' cases, they don't have one retirement plan, they have two. And most everyone maxes out their 401k or 403b. But with that second retirement plan, which is often called a 457, deferred compensation plan, you want to take advantage of that. So make sure to check out and see if you have not just one retirement plan, but two. Because if you do, then you can max out not just the normal $18,000, $20,000, $22,000, you could do double that, which is huge and awesome and fantastic. So there you go. There were three different things to focus on here tax-wise. A couple quick lessons for you. And in a future lesson in my Financial Planning 201 series, we're going to talk about required minimum distributions. So make sure to look out for that video in the future. But in the meantime, make sure to subscribe to this podcast, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and we'll get more of these hints in the future. For the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, this is Dave Denniston. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good one.